Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody. We are live. Oh, I actually don't have my webcam on at the moment. Give me one second. A little miscombobbled here. Had a couple things going on in my settings earlier. Let me just really quickly pull this up. Hope everybody is having a good start to their week on Monday. Let's see, there we go. Okay, so we are live on Odyssey. Actually, we're not live on GTV tonight because GTV is apparently having some issues with their streaming setup. So we're live on Odyssey, and we are now live on Speak Free Radio for the first time. So hopefully I can be heard over there. Let me know for those who are actually on Speak Free Radio that you can hear me over there. I just want to make sure that it is working. James, okay, great, perfect. Okay, that's awesome to hear. Yes, this is our first time on Speak Free Radio. Big thank you to Dave and G-Man, as well as Paul, for getting me set up over here and inviting me onto the platform. I'm happy to be broadcasting on there. This is the first show if you are a listener on Speak Free Radio. There won't be call-ins or anything of that sort. I know a lot of the guys on there do call-ins. In the future, we will definitely be doing call-ins at some point. Yeah, if you actually, for those who would like to listen on Speak Free Radio, if you just type in speakfreeradio.com and you go on the website, it should be playing at the very top. I'm getting confirmations on everybody's end. Okay, perfect. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for the updates and making sure we're all good there. Lower on Odyssey. Is the Odyssey okay for everybody though? The volume sounds all right. I'm glad I'm nice and loud and clear on Speak Free Radio. That's perfect. So again, GTV is apparently down, unfortunately. So that's a little bit of a shame. But so today's show, we're only gonna go for 2 hours, just because the way we have Speak Free Radio set up and it's our first time. I just want to make sure everything goes good in that regard. So today's show is going to be mostly like a podcast. It's going to be less visual than most of my content, specifically to kind of just try something new and get myself accustomed to streaming on a radio platform as well. I know there is Speak Free Video coming in the works and things like that, but just for today, I'm going to format the show a little more podcast-like, so it'll be a lot of chatting, not much visual. Want to give you guys a little bit of update on my schedule. Let me pull this up really quick. I also apologize if I sound a little hoarse. Of course, I just came down with a sickness the other day. That would be the case, right? As I'm starting on a new radio show, that's typical, yes. okay, so this week, I don't have the days yet. I'm going to be live. Unfortunately, things have been very scattered. I have so much going on. I took about 8 phone calls yesterday. I was on 3 or 4 phone calls today. I haven't been able to actually like sit down, schedule things, upload things. I'm actually in the process on the side right now of uploading the interview I did last Friday. I'm just trying to kind of get caught up. I have not been on my computer a lot. Yesterday, I fell under the weather, and I'm still not feeling great today, but it's definitely better. So you guys might see me pop in a couple cough drops here and there. My throat's a little bit hoarse, so I might get dry from talking a lot. I have a water with me here to ensure that that does not happen. Thank you. Just to kind of get a gauge for those who are in the Odyssey chat and chatting along, how many of you are actually going to use Speak Free Radio, listen on there for my show from time to time? It doesn't have to be every time. I just want to get an idea as to how many people would be interested in hearing, more of a podcast type of format. My shows will definitely be more podcast format on the days that I do a show on Speak Free Radio. Also, for those who are on Speak Free Radio and might be hearing my show for the first time, maybe it'd be good if I just give a little bit of an introduction to myself and kind of what I do. So welcome for the first time listeners over here. I am a I'm a young what does G-Man call me? Autodidactic polymath is the coin that has been termed by G-Man. Self-taught, so I've recently educated myself on the Jewish question. I'll just go through my wake-up process a little bit for those who might be curious to hear that. I actually was very not politically involved at all until just about 2 or 3 years ago. Once COVID hit, I became distrusting of our government. I started to recognize it was becoming more and more tyrannical. These manipulation methods that were being used to try to coerce people into being vaccinated, rather than just giving appropriate education, browbeating people who disagree. This is a very bad sign. And I don't appreciate this in any movement, even in our movement, actually specifically in our movement, because our movement is wholeheartedly revolving around the truth. And if we're revolving around the truth, it's very hard to have that browbeating behavior and be truthful. It's very disingenuous to browbeat people. If you famous quote from one of the greats, Adolf Hitler, he states, "The truth fears no investigation," and there is no statement so true as that. So if you truly know what you're talking about and you have the facts behind you, you would have no problem at all with people disagreeing with you because you would be able to shut that down quite quickly with a logical debate. So, anyways, I noticed that our government was not doing that, and instead they were browbeating people. So I became quite suspicious. I started to recognize other narratives formulating around the same time, a bit of anti-white sentiment, a lot of pandering to other races, which to me was just entirely and wholeheartedly illogical. If this is a white nation that was created by white people, why would they be promoting blacks to somehow get a leg up over top of us? If anything, they would be promoting them to maybe have a spot of their own, but not have a leg up over us. So started looking into it a little bit deeper. And I was becoming very enthralled with some of these conservative right-wing talking points, things in the camp of the vaccine is dangerous and mass immigration is dangerous and all these things, but they're very kosher talking points for lack of better terminology. And I had somebody mention to me as I was going through this journey and starting to look into this stuff, they said something along the lines of, it's the Jews, correct? And I was quite thrown back by this statement. It actually didn't make any sense to me at all. I never knew any Jews growing up. Actually, now that I know Jews today, or I know what a Jew is, I can actually reflect on my childhood and recognize that I did know some Jews. I just did not recognize them as Jews or as a different entity or a different group of people, which, yet again, is a sentiment that Adolf Hitler himself expressed. He was an anti-Semitic. He would never have thought like that ever. He came to the realization that they're a cohesive group late in life, and that's what formulated his opinion. But anyways, I never saw them as a group. I never knew any personally. I was never friends with Jews. I never had work experiences with Jews, anything like that. So I didn't know what really a Jew was, and to hear this statement for me was confusing, to say the least. I'm not the emotional type, so I did not provide a emotional type reaction to this statement, but it was just a really a state of bewilderment. Many things circulated through my mind. Okay, well, what really is a Jew? Okay, what do you mean it is the Jews? What exactly about them is it? For what reason would Jews do this? Are Jews different? So many questions circulated through my mind. So I sat and pondered on this quite a bit, and I thought to myself, who is the only person that I really know that didn't like Jews and discuss Jews in depth? So quite obviously, the first person that came to mind was Adolf Hitler. Who else would you think of first and foremost? So I bought myself a copy of Mein Kampf. I went straight to the source. I got the Stalag edition. I said to myself, look, I'm not going to get some, annotated version that's telling me what to think. I have a a deductive and logical mind. I can make those decisions for myself. I don't want anybody telling me what right and wrong is. So I read into it. And I'll tell you this, this read, I'm sure there's many in this chat room or in this listening to this broadcast that have read Mein Kampf. And if you haven't, well, let me tell you, this is a this will sound odd, but especially if you have a negative conception of Adolf Hitler as a historic figure. But this book reading is it's a spiritual journey. Really, it is. You will open your mind to so many fundamental truths that are so foreign and uncommonly discussed, yet so pertinent to sane living and conducive, normal, natural life that it will blow your mind. It truly will. And if it doesn't, I truly don't believe you're fully comprehending. This book it really was. It was a psychological trip for me. I mean, just many emotions were going through my mind. Again, I'm going through I had already started to feel the sentiment in my mind that my government is lying to me about COVID and this vaccination thing. So I'm obviously more skeptical on them now, and then reading what he had to say and recognizing, wait a minute, listening to him describe his childhood and his outlook on society and what he deemed to be right and wrong was so to a T synonymous with everything I already inherently felt within myself, but had no idea how to express because it's so foreign to most people today or taboo to speak on. I had very many emotions. There was anger that we were lied to. There was a sadness that we aren't able to speak on the importance of what he spoke on or what he did or what he tried to do. There was a dissatisfaction with the fact that that his ideals were not able to thrive. All kinds of emotions. And then at the end, it took a while actually. Now I would say what I feel most is optimism because I recognize that there's a one route and one route only that that this political climate can go. As things get worse and become more polarized, the inevitable outcome will be the ushering in of our worldview, as our worldview is the only logical and sane thing that can uphold society. Whether your worldview is directly or indirectly national socialist, whether your worldview is patriotic nationalism, whether your worldview is this form of Christian nationalism or whatever the case may be, this form of morality and this idea of a homogeneous living is in its essence, is the only way that a society can thrive correctly, if that makes sense. So, anyways, I read this book and I experienced all these emotions, and this was something that was so foreign to me, and I didn't want to just end it there and say, okay, well now I know. I wanted to look further. I wanted to make sure I'm right in this thought. So I researched other sources. I found out about folks like Henry Ford and George Lincoln Rockwell and all these other people explaining the nature of the Jew so perfectly to a T and reconfirming what I had thought I already knew in the past. And yeah, that slowly formulated into the worldview I hold today. And that worldview is that our way of life, our societies, our foundational living that we've created as distinctly Aryan peoples. I don't use the term white here because white is not descriptive enough in my eyes. But what we have created as distinctly Aryan peoples, all of those things, be it civilization, philosophy, ideologies, all of it is is threatened with extinction. We as a cohesive entity or unit are actually threatened with extinction. And if we go extinct, all of those things will go with us, because we are the only ones who have created that on mass scale. So we might have dumbed down versions of these things for a little bit upon our extinction and us leaving. But I think comfortably we can assess that with us being gone, these things will eventually go too. And because of that, that's why I'm here. This is the direct reason I'm here, is to stop that decay, stop these things from happening, and usher in a new worldview that protects all of these great things that we've created over the years. Because I truly believe that the Earth collectively is a better place with our people on it and with our ideas thriving within it. That's my broad explanation for who I am, what I stand for, and kind of where I come from, and how I've gotten here. I'm a racialist. I wouldn't describe myself as a racist. I don't bother wasting my time getting all mustered up about other races or hating them. I don't think it's worth my time. But I don't want to live anywhere near them. I want them gone as soon as possible. So I'm a racialist. I focus more on the uplifting and upbringing of my own people. Because many in our movement get stuck in the dysgenic elements and rooting out dysgenic elements. My focus is to take the eugenic elements and uplift them even higher than they already are. And that includes myself. Every single day is a part of that process for me, evolving my mind in the best way that I can to eugenically better myself, right? Maybe eugenically is not the appropriate term, but I think it's understandable what I'm alluding to. We've got Holokoff with a 100-bit donation. Thank you very much, brother. He says, white power. Can we get some Romans in the chat for Holokoff? Thank you, my friend, very much for that. And G-Man with the 5-bit donation, he says, fuck the Jew. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yes, you know, they truly are the world's enemy. It's of the utmost importance that we address this problem and get this problem fixed in the most convenient way possible. Excuse me, I'm just going to take a sip of water. I'm very hoarse already. So again, welcome for those that are listening for the first time via Speak Free Radio. And again, I think if I'm correct, there is no method of actually talking to me while I'm live via Speak Free Radio. So if you are listening on that platform and would like to actually ask me a question or interact with me directly, I am also live on Odyssey.com. It's odyse.com. My name on there is the same as it is on Speak Free Radio. It is just Logos Revealed, all one word. And I'm actually live with a video on here. And we've got quite a few people in the chat as usual over here. I do appreciate you guys being here. Again, today's show is a little more podcasty. Because of the fact that we're doing Speak Free Radio for the first time, I don't want to be crazy visual like I typically am. Goose, brother, welcome to the chat. Thank you. Thank you for, I know you've promoted me a couple times over on I'll say Twitter. X sounds weird to me. You've promoted me a couple times over on Twitter in those chats, and I greatly appreciate that, man, helping to spread my work out there into these I don't know what to call the Twitter circles. There are elements in there that are very awake, and there are elements that are right on the borderline of awake and lukewarm. There's a very interesting mix over there. I believe most there aren't all the way yet. So I do appreciate you maybe pushing them in my direction so that we can we can get them all the way. I think that is the end goal. Yeah, it certainly is. The Innocence Project is something to definitely look into. For those who are not familiar with the Innocence Project, it is a group that claims to remove innocent prisoners from jail or those who were wrongly convicted. This was created by two Jews, two New York Jews that are lawyers. It seems to me that much like many of the organizations these people create, it's a subversive element posing as a virtuous element that's trying to help society, whilst in reality it's actually just trying to let criminals back on the street. I don't have enough research on them to be 100% certain of this, but I'm definitely definitely speculative on what this group truly is. It's a lot like the NAACP for those who are familiar with the NAACP. It's a movement that claims to be for black rights and helping black people, but in reality it's created by three rabbis, and it's been used to slowly just subvert our country and push these people far above us in our own society. Which again is the reason separation is very important. Multicultural societies in their essence can't exist long term. It's simply not possible. You will always have infighting, or I don't want to say infighting because we're not even of the same group. You will always have combative events. You can't get one cohesive worldview out of multiple different groups of people of different cultural backgrounds with different religious backgrounds, different ideals on how the world should function. It's impossible for all of us to stick together as one and agree on something that's best for society. It's just not possible. Think of it somewhat like this. Think we have let's say we got 10 people in our Congress that need to vote on a bill. This new bill comes up, and the bill is women should be able to vote, okay? And we've got a white guy in the Congress. We've got a black guy in the Congress. We've got a Muslim dude in the Congress. We've got a Mexican woman in the Congress. We have all these different elements. All of these people are going to have a different worldview, a different idea as to what is right and wrong, what is moral and immoral, what is natural and unnatural. Because what's natural for us might be unnatural for another group. What is, for instance, what's moral for us might be immoral for another group, right? So, well, let's compare Christianity and Islam. Okay, we have a lot of Christians that believe that modesty is appropriate in women. We don't like the wholehearted degeneracy and openness. This you'll see more so in blacks. They're a much less religious, cohesive unit. They're open about degeneracy and nudity and expressing that openly. Whites believe in modesty. And then if we look at a lot of Islam, they go all the way to Sharia law, and they believe in this more extreme form of modesty where women shouldn't even be able to display open skin. So we get in this point where there's so many even just conflicting worldviews on how women should conduct themselves and look in public. That
Congratulations on
alone
your
is a
first
massive
Speak Free
problem. Now
radio
let's
show.
dig into the rest of the pie, and you'll find there's going to be a lot more problems. This isn't even a political issue. Rebel Science, folks, did we get a notification on entropy? Did we get a text to speech on that? I saw that the bar went up, but I didn't see the noise bubble come up on screen. Rebel Science with a very kind $25 investment. Guys, can we get some Romans in the chat for Rebel Science? He says, congratulations on your first Speak Free radio show. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you for the support. I apologize if that didn't come up. It didn't sound like it did. And sorry again, folks. We are unfortunately not live on GTV. GTV appears to be having some issues with starting up streams and having them function. I've got some views over there, but the stream is not actually functioning or working. So let's get some Romans up in the chat for Rebel Science. Thank you again, brother. I might as well promote at this moment since you just reminded me. Don't forget, if you guys do want to support the show and keep this boat afloat, so to speak. Oh, I see. I didn't have the that makes sense. I had the I have my webcam above my entropy, so the alert didn't physically show. It made the audio. Okay, that makes sense. apologies for that. Anyways, if you guys do want to support this show and kind of keep me afloat, allow me to continue doing this as a full-time thing. I hate to even mention this. It feels Jewish as all hell, but there are links in the description in which you can support the show. You can obviously use Entropy, as Rebel just did, and that will put a text-to-speech on the stream. I guess maybe that would probably be the best option for those who are maybe listening through Speak Free Radio and want to bring up a chat and don't have something they can physically chat with, like a chat room. You can support directly through Odyssey for those who watch on Odyssey, which is where the bulk of my viewers are. Which I have to say, I do appreciate the growth on Odyssey, guys. We are actually nearing that 1,500 follower mark. The growth there has been exponential lately. And then obviously I do have crypto wallets in the description as well. I've got a Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Monero. I know Monero is a little more popular. Apparently, it's more anonymous. So there are those options in which you can support the show and help me keep this going. So thank you guys again for doing that and helping me in any way. Again, what helps the greatest is sharing my show around, spreading the message, kind of word of mouth kind of a thing, right? That's how a lot of these things grow. I can't advertise myself on my local billboard. Can't put a commercial up on the television. My viewpoints are a little too open and honest, so they don't want me speaking about that publicly, and certainly not advertising it. So, yeah, word of mouth goes a very long way. So I encourage everybody. I've had a couple people actually ask me if I'm comfortable if they take clips of my work and put it up places. Please, by all means, do so. I actually encourage it. If you want to take some of my stuff, if you found something I said or did on my show, if you find that very insightful, or you found it kind of thought-provoking, please take a clip, post it up on your Odyssey page, your BitChute page, your Gab, your Twitter, whatever you want to do. The only thing I ask is that you just redirect people to the greater bulk of my work. Just show them my other channels, or my Odyssey, or wherever they can actually find me live and watch everything that I am doing. Other than that, yeah, please, by all means, promote my stuff. Main reason I'm out here is to spread the message and get people to understand the truth and what's going on. So by you spreading my clips around and showing people what I have to say, you're helping in that process. So I greatly appreciate that. Sorry, I need to take another sip of water. I'm going to be doing this often. I have a very sore throat. I believe I have a sinus infection. I'm not exactly sure what I have, but I woke up quite ill yesterday, and it's still quite quite strong today. However, I knew it was going to be the first day for Speak Free Radio. I didn't want to miss that, so we're powering through here. Thank you, Goose. I did see that you did share the stream. I do appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. I reposted that myself. Yes, probably the best people that we can actually give our information to and these facts to would be specifically libertarians. Libertarians are very open to new ideas. They're very against this governmental structure and this capitalistic system. Maybe not capitalism, so to speak, but at least capitalism under this direct system. So libertarians are very sympathetic to our cause. They just might not see it in as black and white terms as we do. I don't want to use the word extreme because it's not extreme, realistically. To state that black and white shouldn't be together, to state that Jews shouldn't be running our country when it's the country we created, these are not extreme views. The fact that they're even framed as extreme views is quite odd to me. I don't fully understand it myself, but yeah, we definitely have to break down these social barriers, and this conflict that's happened over in Israel between them and Hamas is definitely a start of that happening. We got Holokoff in the chat again with 25 library coins. Can we get some Romans in the chat for Holokoff? He says, Monero will increase in value a lot in the near future, in my opinion. It's popular as it's untraceable. Try and accumulate as much as you can will likely help you in the future. Funnily enough, a lot of my Jupilling happened in Monero Telegram channels. Wow, that's very interesting. Wouldn't expect that. Nice to hear. Yeah, I'm not too good with crypto, so I don't invest myself, but I save it when I get it. So I'll definitely make sure to keep saving it. G-Man, I saw your message via Telegram. Yeah, I can certainly do that for you, my friend. Yes, yeah, Shmuel, if I'm saying that right, that's a very good point. A lot of centrists are self-interested, right? So the movements or their the political views will always follow what actually suits them best. Then we have conservatives, which are the most moral of the bunch. However, they are the most this is odd because this didn't used to be the case, but they're the least convicted. They used to be extremely convicted in their ideas. And they also seem to be the least open-minded. They're very pro-Israel, pro you know, save the Jews, the chosen people, that kind of nonsense. It's really hard to wake them up, but they are closest to us in worldview, right? They don't believe in the degeneracy. Most of them don't believe in race mixing, even if they won't openly state it. A lot of these people have been heavily broken down, like psychologically. Again, I give this example quite often. This is a sad example, but my grandfather, and you know, I wish him the best, and he's certainly in his older years, so there is a bit of maybe senility kicking in as well that could be contributing. But growing up, he was a incredibly convicted man. You know, no black friends, no blacks in the household. You know, you have to stay away from them. They're a threat. They're a problem. Very convicted in those ideas. And when I was a kid, you know, I grew up understanding I'm not really fond of blacks. I didn't fully understand why he was so stern on it, because I wasn't extremely racialist as I am now. But I didn't respect it because I didn't fully understand it. Now, being an adult, looking back at that, I highly commend him for instilling that in my mind and keeping me educated for my own safety and well-being, realistically. Very, very well done by him. And again, this wasn't done by him consciously. It was more of a racist thing rather than a racialist thing, right? It wasn't more about keeping my race pure. It was about these guys are gonna mug you, or you know, they're a danger, right? That was kind of more along the lines of what he was expressing. But I guess the point would be, nowadays, he watches conservative pundits such as Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon. He watches this awful news channel called Newsmax. If you are familiar and you're listening to this show now and you have ever watched Newsmax or you currently watch Newsmax, please reconsider. Newsmax was founded by Christopher Ruddy. He is Jewish. And the head investor of Newsmax when he pitched this idea was the ex-head of the CIA. Okay? This is literally CIA-funded government programming to keep your mind in a framework that they want you in. Remember, these are the people that did MKUltra on the populace without telling them. And now you trust them to give you good, accurate news on what's going on in society? Please, seriously. Just about every guest on Newsmax is Jewish. James Adams, yeah, you're correct. Because most of the Republican conservatives, they believe that fighting Nazis was one of the most holy things they could have done. They hold like deep pride in the fact that they actually went over there and fought them. It's sick. It sucks. It really does. Yes, Owie. Very well said. He says, I think a lot of young liberals are liberals because they think they are fighting the man and can be converted once they truly learn who the man is. Very well said, my friend. Extremely well said. This is the biggest problem. Communists are really almost in the exact same worldview as us. They're against capitalism. They're against what this society is producing. They're more degenerate and self-interested. They don't believe in morality in the same sense that we do because they're not religious. But politically, they have a lot of the same viewpoints as we do, especially when it comes to the system and getting rid of this system. They're very in line with us. They just don't recognize the fact that this system is run by Jewish elements. And those Jewish elements are giving them their anti-system ideologies so that they usher in a new system that's even more beneficial for Jews. Huntress with a $5 investment. Guys, can we get some Romans in the chat for Huntress? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. She says, my dad loved Hitler and was a libertarian simply because there wasn't another party closer to his views. Wow, that's a really interesting take. Good, though. Very good. Unfortunately, I don't have any family members that even remotely like Hitler. They all hate him, except for one family member that I have actually enlightened to what's going on. She now, she's not like, oh, he's the greatest, but she understands, and she's tired of Jews, to say the least. Again, most of my family, when I've tried to express to them how they've been lied to, part of the problem is my youth. They assume because I'm so young, there's no way I can know more than them. That's one of the biggest problems I face. It's like a toddler walking into a political event and telling people where they should vote, kind of a thing. That's how they view it, at least. When in reality, I'm like the old wise man on the mountain who's fucking spent years reading the books, and he's coming down to the people and trying to give them the ideas that were laid out in these great books that he found and read. It's kind of like that, yeah. And these people, I've actually literally been told by my family that I am, in quotes, reading the wrong books. It's quite interesting. It really is. Meanwhile, they're reading conservative books written by the conservative Naomi Wolf. Okay, if you guys aren't familiar with Naomi Wolf, she is a Jew who claims to be conservative, but led the feminist movement years ago with her communist biological sister. Okay? And in her conservatism, she wrote a book about how the vaccines are tyrannical. And within that book, she equivalates everything that was happening with vaccine lockdowns to, what do you think? Nazism. Okay? So, it's fake conservatism. I call it cat toy conservatism. They are dangling a cat toy in front of your eyes, and they're saying, hello, Goyim, this is the problem, pay attention to this, while the real problem is about 10 feet behind them, and they don't want you to look at that. I see, Band. Yeah, you could be right. What isn't tracked? You know, there really is no way at this point to I'm not overly precautious. I don't give a shit, really. I don't hide anything. I'm very open. I talk about my family. My name is out there. My face is out there. I don't care. I don't believe in hiding stuff. Listen, if you're right, what are you hiding? Really? And I understand the excuses for some, but I don't sympathize with it. I get it, but I don't sympathize with it. I truly don't. If you have a family or whatever, and you wanna keep them safe, sure. Keep them safe and keep stalling and remain anonymous and keep your mouth shut. But I'm telling you got maybe 5 to 10 years, and these Jews are gonna come knocking on your door and take your family away from you anyway. So you make the choice. You can either talk about it now, or you can wait until they come pound on your door and throw you in the gulag, and then you can talk about it to the rock wall. It's up to you. Holokoff with another 100 library coins. Can we get some Romans in the chat for Holokoff? He says, libertarians are easy to get agreeing on our opinions. Most don't like non-whites and Jews, but are scared to admit it. The problem is they're obsessed with not collectivizing, but fail to see everyone is collectivizing against them. We should form good arguments against theirs. Yeah, you're very right. If you have seen when I was doing Omegle streams, before they took Omegle down, there was a fellow. My chat used to call him Entrepreneur Waffen. He was a hardcore libertarian, who's basically right on the cusp, very Aryan genetics, very intellectual guy, claims to be stoic, but he wasn't really practicing it too well. He was smoking weed every time I talked to him. But I'll tell you, he would have been a great asset. I had a lot of conversations with him. I tried very hard to wake him up, but he expressed understanding, but not interest, which is unfortunate, but it is the way it is. Goose, yeah, good description. Steve Bannon is like actual human scum. Steve Bannon has interviewed Epstein. He's taken a massive, like a $3 million loan from Epstein. He used to be like a pretty big executive at Goldman Sachs. I mean, dude, the guy has been like intertwined within this Jewish system for decades. He's an open and avowed Zionist. Anybody who supports Steve Bannon is just not there yet. They don't know what's going on. It's very hard to express that Trump has controlled opposition to a lot of these people, unfortunately. I actually think expressing that view specifically to conservatives is futile. It's the same thing as telling a like devout liberal communist that Joe Biden is like anti-white and wants to destroy our civilization. It's futile. You're preaching to the wrong choir for sure. Correct. Red versus blue is a tug of war. Absolutely. Sand Lover, thank you very much. Haven't seen you in a while, brother. Hope you're well. With a $20 investment, guys, can we get some Romans in the chat for Sand Lover? Very supportive, my friend. Always. I really appreciate you. He says, being a part of a majority doesn't make you right. I actually want to, that's a very good point. I want to pull something quite interesting, too, about the term majority. And these things. If we look at the communist revolution in Russia, there was the Social Democratic Party in Russia, and it split into two splinter groups. These splinter groups were the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks. Does anybody know, without looking it up, tell me in the chat now, does anybody know what Bolsheviks means? What the etymology of the word Bolsheviks is, without looking it up. So let's do an exercise. One in the chat if you know what it means, two if you don't. One if you do, two if you don't. Very curious. All twos. Okay. This is why etymology of word is very important. So the Bolsheviks were they were a minority group underneath the Mensheviks, which were the majority. Most of the people were in the Mensheviks. The Bolsheviks were a much smaller party. Bolshevik, by definition, means the majority or the bigger group. So they created this name as an inversion of reality in order to get people to believe that their cause was the better cause, that more people agreed with. Fun fact of the day. I'm happy to hear that no one knew that. I like to spread new information. Yeah, it's what Bolsheviks means. It means the majority. Yeah, more or yeah, more a majority. You're correct. Yes. Good thing for people to know, certainly. Something many don't know. But we don't have to go into the terrors of what those people did. But I'm sure that's well known. This is one of the biggest things that if we want to speak to conservatives, and wake them up to the truth, don't bother telling them that Donald Trump is a puppet or a Jewish shill or a Zionist or all this. It's not going to get you anywhere. Instead, speak to things that are actually better for them or that kind of are in their camp, right? So for example, speak to the communist movement, okay? A lot of these people hate communism, okay? A lot of conservatives, especially the older generation of conservatives, despise communism, rightly so. Very good that they do. But because of that, this is exactly what you want to harness. Teach them who created communism and why, and who led communism and why, and what did they do when they led this, right? So Jews created the ideal. They spread this ideal across the world in this internationalistic sense. And then through spreading this ideal, they murdered millions of Christians. Okay, so if you don't want that to happen here, you got to wake up. You got to understand that there's one group, folks. This is a very, very important thing to understand. There is one group in history that stopped communism wholeheartedly. Fully derailed it. That is National Socialism and the National Socialist cause. No other group has rooted out and stopped communism from spreading into society. Okay? America didn't stop it. For Christ's sake, we just had a communist rally in Brooklyn like a couple days ago. Right? We didn't stop it. You don't even get system backlash if you go walk around in a Marxist t-shirt. Okay, but try walking around with a swastika on your t-shirt. All right, it shows you who's in control here. There's only one group, folks, and this is what you have to teach the conservatives. If you want the conservatives to have sentiment with you, you have to be anti-communistic every time you speak with them. You must teach them the importance of understanding the origins of communism and why National Socialism is the cure to communism, or the contrast of communism. Okay, I spoke with a yet again another one of my deluded family members who watches mainstream news and thinks they're informed. We had a discussion and we were talking about Hitler and there's two points to this conversation that are quite amusing. The first one is I asked him, "Well, do you even know who Karl Marx is?" He goes, "Yes, it was Marx and then it was Hitler." I said, "What? What does that mean?" He says, "Well, Marx started it and then Hitler kept it going." I said, "Dude, no. Hitler was directly opposed to Karl Marx. Like there's like just about every speech he did was talking against Marxism. His first speech in as Chancellor of Germany was like an anti-Marxist doctrine. Okay, like the guy hated Marxism. Okay, and again, I want to refer this quote. I will read it for those who are watching on Speak Free Radio. I'm also going to pull it up on the screen for those watching on Odyssey. It's a very important quote. Everybody must know this quote, and I would share this with your conservative friends. This quote specifically. This is a quote from Adolf Hitler. He states, "A socialist is one who serves the common good without giving up his individuality or personality or the product of his personal efficiency. Our adopted term, socialist, has nothing to do with Marxian socialism, okay? And understand Marxian socialism or a Marxist form of socialism believes in equity, which drags the individual down to the lowest level. They lose their individuality because they become an entity of the lowest common denominator, okay? He further states, Marxism is anti-property. True socialism is not. Marxism places no value on the individual or individual effort or efficiency. True socialism values the individual and encourages him in individual efficiency. At the same time, holding that his interests as an individual must be in connaissance with those of the community." So, what he means by this, for those who don't understand this, because he speaks in some interesting language sometimes and it can be a little bit hard to understand, what he is saying is it supports the individual excelling like a capitalist society would, okay? Yeah, great. In a capitalistic society, the individual can succeed and be above the rest if they want to. But on one condition, that person who's excelling in this society has to have the interest of the community at heart. Okay, therefore, if you are going to be an inventor or a creator or a business CEO, you have to somehow be helping civilization, not harming it, right? So in a capitalistic society, the Jew, Leonid Radvinsky, who owns OnlyFans, in which he convinces, he pays, basically he's a pimp who pays women to sell off their bodies online for cash, okay? And he makes a cut of this money. And he's filthy rich off of this, and then donates to your lobbying political party, AIPAC, okay, which is your conservative lobby. Hilarious, right? Very conservative, selling your youth's bodies online. In a national socialist society, true socialist society, this would not be allowed because this isn't that guy isn't doing anything for the community. In fact, he's harming the community by getting immoral funds. And using those immoral funds to buy off your politicians. This is incorrect, and this is a corruption to the highest extent. And this would not be allowed in a national socialistic society. National socialism seeks to root those things out. Further, he states, all great inventions, discoveries, achievements were first the product of an individual brain. It is charged against me that I am against property, that I am an atheist. Both charges are false. Okay. It's very important that this quote particularly, and I hope if you have conservatives that don't like Hitler, that you try this quote with them. It's a quote they should probably be hearing, because it speaks to everything they think is false about Hitler, or they think is everything they think is true about Hitler, he denounces as false. And this is before the war. This is 38, so he had no reason to lie. No reason to lie. Holokov with another 100 library coins. He said, thank you very much. Roman's up for Holokov, guys. He says, this is best thing for Trump tards. Send them this approximately 15 minutes. Matthew North. Okay, great. Thank you. I'll save this right now. Perfect. Okay. All right. Thanks for that, brother. Appreciate that. Make sure you guys check that link out. I'll check that out as well. Yeah, I think it's very hard to speak to conservatives about specifically Trump. He's been idolized by this movement. He's the martyr of the movement. right? Trying to convince a conservative that Trump is a bad guy is like trying to convince a national socialist that Hitler's a bad guy. You're not going to get very far. All right, folks, we're going to take a brief little 3 to 5 minute intermission. I'm going to play some music. I absolutely need to take a cough drop. My throat is it's starting to really kick in. So if you'll give me just 1 minute, it's a lot of talking. I have a very sore throat, definitely under the weather. So I'll be right back, folks. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you very much for your patience. I apologize. Again, this throat is just not happy today. Definitely not happy. Okay, hopefully those over on Speak Free Radio are still able to hear me. And we'll do a little bit of a cross-pollination again since we're on two different platforms. Oh, well, we should be on three, but unfortunately GTV is not functioning today. But for those who typically watch on Odyssey, we are for the first time live on Speak Free Radio. If you guys want to watch over there, or rather listen over there, it's speakfreeradio.com. You guys can listen in podcast format. Obviously, those who are in my Odyssey, you already know all of my links, but I'm going to repeat those links specifically for the Speak Free Radio people. I'm sure there's some people in there that have never heard my show before, and they might be listening now on this evening. Maybe they're driving home from work. Maybe they're sitting down eating dinner after a long day, or they're just kind of relaxing on the couch and doing something better than watching some garbage Hollywood movies. So thank you first off if you are listening over on Speak Free Radio and you appreciate this kind of a broadcast. I certainly appreciate having people listen in. So if you are on Speak Free Radio, and you want to contact me personally, or you want to check out the bulwark of my stuff, where I have a lot more content than just this one show. I've been active for well over a year. I have roughly 200 to 300 videos on my Odyssey channel. Again, and that would be on odyssey.com. It's odyssee.com. And you can find me on there at Logos Revealed. All one word there for Logos Revealed. If you want to contact me personally, you want to reach out and say something to me, you can talk to me on Gab, at Logos Revealed. You can talk to me on Telegram at Logos Revealed, or you could actually email me personally at logosrevealed88 at gmail.com. Again, Logos Revealed is spelled the same in all of those. So if you have anything you want to mention? I will certainly be doing call-ins on Speak Free Radio once I get a little more comfortable with the platform. However, I'm quite new here, so until I'm comfortable, I don't want to overcrowd myself with things. We'll be doing this show weekly, once a week on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern to 7. So today we will be ending at 7. For the folks over on Odyssey, we'll only be doing 2-hour streams on Tuesdays. I don't want to really go longer. I might in the future, depending on if we get things set up a little bit differently. But the way we're set up right now, just for technical purposes, it's a lot easier if I just end at 7. So we'll be ending at 7. We're at that 1-hour mark, about halfway through at this point. Again, I hope everybody is enjoying so far and finding everything insightful or worthwhile to listen to. Thank you, Pure Nomad. I greatly appreciate that. And yes, I am. I'm definitely taking vitamins. I've been taking vitamin C. I don't like to just take vitamins, so I go for like natural food sources of the vitamin. I've been eating oranges and actually, believe it or not, I've been eating lemons, peel and everything. Believe it or not, most people probably think that's weird, but yeah, I've been cutting up lemons and eating the lemon with the peel. Bigot Smalls, my friend, with a $5 investment. Can we get some Romans in the chat for Bigot Smalls? He says, super appreciate Speak Free Radio. Godsend. Good to hear Zach's voice. Oh, slash. Thank you very much for the support, my friend. Again, I'll say one more time for those, especially those that are new in the channel. If you guys do want to support, if you like the things that are discussed on this show, and you want to help keep this show going, all of the links in order to support this show can be found in the description of my Odyssey channel. There are many different ways that you can support. You can do a live text-to-speech donation via Entropy. The link is down there. You can donate straight through Odyssey itself, which is most likely the easiest way to do it. And then there's also cryptocurrency wallets. If you are a crypto guru and you like to save up crypto and your crypto stocks are up on the up right now, which a lot of them I think actually are. There's a Bitcoin wallet, there's a Monero wallet, and there's also Ethereum. So thank you guys again. I'm only promoting super heavily because it's my first show. I don't like to promote my stuff very often. It's the unfortunate reality that we live in today. In the modern age, money is a necessity to live, sadly. In an ideal world, that would not be the case. Money would be backed by labor and not by your obedience to a Jewish system. So sadly, I unfortunately must promote that. Please do not feel that is overbearing or grifting. I won't do it too often. I'll do my best. Anyways, pushing into this second hour now. Not sure how much that cough drop actually did me any service, but we're a little bit hoarse. We're going to power through, though. We got about 50 minutes left on the show. Does anybody in the Odyssey chat have any points they want to bring up, anything that interesting they would like to discuss or would like an opinion on while we're sitting around? Secure the Future, thank you very much for promoting that. That as well, folks, if you really want to help this show, one of the greatest things you can do is share it around. Share the message, share the word, spread my links, spread my channel. That's a very helpful way to do something positive for my work. Yes, this AI issue that we're experiencing is definitely it's definitely a problem. We also have to look yet again at the inventors of this AI. Unfortunately, a lot of people, especially in that conservative mainstream category, are trying to mark this conservative AI as mark this AI as a anti-white creation made by white people. We see Andrew Tate doing this, Alex Jones doing this. These people are damage control. These people are major damage control for the system to ensure that you don't realize that the real creators of this AI and the real people programming these things are in fact Jews, who are directly threatening your existence and trying to make a whole new generation of people wholeheartedly believe that you are evil and awful for existing. It's a huge problem we have. But we can't let these conservative people take the forefront in their speech and be the one that we listen to their opinions. They're only becoming a little less on kosher now and pointing out anti-whiteness because they're forced to. Two accounts that are really good examples of this would be Libs of TikTok on Twitter and End Wokeness on Twitter. For if you are not familiar, these are accounts that talk about the radical left and the insanity of COVID vaxxers and the insanity of racist people or LGBT trannies, right? But all of these accounts are in fact owned by Jews who are attempting to damage control the narrative and keep white people or Aryan folks reading these blackpilling posts and wasting their day scrolling on the internet, just focusing on the negative about this without actually looking further into this and trying to do something about it. Anonymous Goy with a 1488 very base donation. Can we get some Romans in the chat for Anonymous Goy? Thank you, my friend. He says, great show so far. What do you think of the TSA breaking my foot on entry to the U.S.? And I'm a white English man, and the kicker, I came in legally on a ESTA, maybe Vista. What did they? First off, thank you for the support. Make sure we get the Romans up in the chat for him. What exactly caused this situation for them to break your foot? I don't think Stu Peters is damage control. I think Stu Peters is actually figuring it out because Stu Peters is directly pointing at Jews. He's not doing this. It's white guys ordeal. Controlled opposition would be more in the camp of if we look at Alex Jones, right? Alex Jones is like 100% system-funded, system-sponsored, controlled opposition. Alex Jones will not do anything that is outside of the realm of speaking exactly to keep you in a box, right? And I believe it was David Irving. I want to say it was either David Irving or David Icke. I think it was Irving. He put out a really good post about this, and I got to say, excuse me. I gotta say it was a very good post. He was speaking about Twitter. A lot of people are skeptical on if Elon Musk is a good guy, a bad guy. What's the case with Elon Musk? He made a really good assessment, and in his assessment, he stated that Elon Musk is this fake bastion of free speech on Twitter to get white people to come back to these mainstream platforms. Stop going into the echo chambers, come back onto the mainstream platforms, right? And replay the game again and have trust in the game again for a little bit, right? So they come back onto here and they're getting, it's not a coincidence that Elon Musk takes over. He puts Tucker Carlson all of a sudden goes quote unquote anti-system. Again, guy literally is a CIA operative who wears a Kavala bracelet. He goes anti-system and starts making content only on Twitter. Alex Jones, supposed to be a dissident voice, but never speaks the full truth. He comes back onto Twitter, right? These guys are now making all of their content on Twitter. Now, Twitter appears to be a bastion of free speech because these guys were banished by the system, but they're still a part of the system. They are like controlled opposition dissidents, right? So they're not actually hated by the system. They're being used by the system as a form of damage control. So they're pointing at some truths, but not giving you the whole gist of it. So they'll say, yes, white people are being attacked in our country, but it's just these radical left people, and some of them happen to be Jews. Look, if you haven't realized yet at this point that it's Jews wholeheartedly attacking our people on mass scale, and that these guys are gatekeeping for that, I don't know how much longer it's going to take you to find it out, but you have to find out soon because we don't have a lot of time. I'm going to say, I guess I'll spell it out. CDVHCOB with a $25 investment. Very kind, matching up with Rebels. Thank you guys. Really supportive tonight. He says, try gargling with warm salt water, sea salt or pink Himalayan. I do have pink Himalayan salt. It's an old wife tale and usually helps. Thank you again for the very kind investment and for the advice. Make sure you guys get those Romans up in the chat for him. I will definitely... excuse me. I will definitely... shit. Sorry. Reading something. I will definitely do the salt water method. Thank you very much. Apologies, I was reading something, just caught something. Okay. Sorry about that. Apologies, guys. For those who are interested, I did a interview with Nate from Blood Tribe last week on Friday. That has finally been uploaded today. So if you go hop over on Odyssey, you can now find that interview in its entirety if you guys would like to watch that. Yeah, I think you're right, James. I wish you would just say it, but I think you're right. Yeah, Oz, he wasn't. I think he found out late, and he's just capitalizing off of the fact that he's figuring it all out very fast. He's got hundreds of people linking him things from all kinds of directions, and he's just repeating all the stuff that's being linked to him. I don't think he's controlled opposition. I don't think he's our guy, like he's going to be our savior. But I'm happy to have somebody with a little more of a platform getting the message out there. I'm happy for that, no matter who's doing it. But yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, my throat, it's typically not, it hasn't been bad. It's worse now. The more talking I do, the more it starts to kick in. Anonymous Goy Brother, very kind, my friend, with another 1488 donation. Let's please get some Romans up in the chat for him. Highest investor of the night. Thank you, my friend. Really appreciate that. He says, the TSA thought I was coming into the U.S. to marry a U.S. citizen. So they deny me on entry to let me enter after breaking my foot. I'm still in the U.S. in North Carolina. Well, I'm happy to hear you're at least still here and you didn't get, like, exported back or deported back. What caused them to break your foot, though? Was there an altercation? Were they just, like, harassing you? We have a really good legal system here. You should certainly look into that if there was some serious wrongdoing on their behalf. But yeah, that's a crazy story because, you know, they're letting a lot of blacks come in, a lot of shitskins come in on marrying women to get their green card and then moving on from them. Big problem. It's a shame, especially that you're a native European. There's absolutely no reason they should be causing you any kind of problem. Sorry if you guys hear a little bit of typing in the background as well. I'm multitasking at the moment. I'm getting a couple things caught up on. As I said, I haven't had a chance to be on my computer very much lately. Wow. Yeah, Anonymous Goy, I would definitely consider contemplating legal action in that regard and looking into that. You might be able to do something with that. I don't like being the victimized you know what, trying to create a lawsuit whenever you can, but at this point the system is very against us. It doesn't harm us to try to drain assets out of it. Thank you, White is Right. I appreciate it. I'm more so maybe apologizing to the folks over on Speak Free Radio watching for the first time. They hear all this clicking around. They're probably confused. Which, by the way, again, for those who are in the Odyssey tonight, I'm live on Speak Free Radio for the first time ever. I'm actually going to put the link in the chat here. There you are, if you guys want to check that out. All you do is click on that link. You can scroll down and click on my podcast directly that's on the site, and all of my other socials are linked on there. Or you could also just scroll to the very top of the page and actually hit the play button. And I'm live right now at the very top of the website. And again, a very, very large thank you to Dave Gahary and G-Man and Paul for first off offering to allow me on this platform, and then secondly for helping me get set up with it, because it's certainly not an easy process for a very stupid tech guy like myself. I know nothing about tech, so. Does anybody else have any interesting pieces to speak on today, or questions, or things that they want to that they would like my opinion on or my take on? I've been doing a lot of Twitter spaces lately. I've been talking about a lot of things going on within our movement as of late. It's been very exciting. I really recommend, if you guys aren't already on those, get yourself on some Twitter spaces from time to time. There's some really interesting conversations that go on in there. Sometimes it can just be really invigorating to speak to people who have a like-minded worldview and can be civil about it, even when they disagree with you on some things. Yeah, Anonymous Goy, that's one thing as well. Make sure you do it fast. Do it fast. If you're going to if you're going to create a lawsuit, speed is very important for something like that. She got banned on Twitter again. I'm not gonna say anything because I don't want to jinx it. But I don't know how people are getting banned. I haven't gotten banned. I haven't had any problems with Twitter. My Twitter's been going quite well. Speaking of which, I'm going to link you guys my Twitter in the Odyssey chat. Please give me a follow over on Twitter. Share my work over there. Really trying to grow my Twitter. And if you want to talk to me like verbally, directly, Twitter is the best way to do so. You can hop into one of those spaces while I'm on one. And quite often I'm speaking in those. Every now and then I'll sit in and just be listening. But there are quite a few times where I'll actually hop in myself and speak. And while I'm speaking on there, you can always join and bridge some questions to me, or make some points across to me, or debate me, whatever. I'm not much of a debater. I'm sure people recognize that. And not that I it's not that I don't disagree with people or want to discuss things. I don't do just debate format of conversation. I'll lay out a point and my thought. And I'll give like a logical explanation and a reasoning behind it as to why I make the claim that I make. And then I allow someone else to do the same. But I don't debate because debating typically degenerates into personal attacks, personal insults, you're the problem, fuck you kind of a thing. I don't think it's productive, and I also I don't know how to do it myself. I don't understand how to have a conversation like that. All of my conversations are I lay out a claim, provide a reasoning for my claim, and that's that. If you disagree, I'll gladly discuss and try to see if we can come to an agreement. But I don't debate. If that makes sense. Debating to me is there's a little more vitriol that goes into debates. That does sound pretty mild, Smidge. Yeah, that is quite crazy. I don't know. One piece about Twitter as well is being strategic in your approach. You have to be very strategic. You can't just outright express our views as much as you might want to. You have to kind of push it across in a specific way. if that makes sense. One way that's really good to do this is to post videos that speak to our points, and don't caption the video about our point. Caption it about a broader topic, and then the video itself can touch on the point. That way, the algorithm doesn't pick it up as well. That's one method. And I think the only reason criticism of Jewish power is is the fact that it's happening on such a mass scale. It's very hard for Twitter to completely eradicate it or stop it. They can certainly they can do a little bit like damage control on it, and the people that are maybe larger voices like Lucas Gage, they'll find a reason to take them down when they're making an actual headway. But there's so many people doing it now. It's really hard for them to kind of tackle everybody. So that's the time to do it, right? Is now, because as many people as possible can just keep spreading this on mass scale. I don't know how long it's going to be before people actually fully figure this out, but it's—I mean, I don't think the stalling game can last much longer. There's, for instance, this End Wokeness account on Twitter, run by a Jew again. They've been posting about when you go on Google and you look up like retail store theft or retail store robbery. All of the photos that come up are white guys. Every single photo. It's like white dudes robbing a store. And again, this is a Jew posting this. I'm not telling you he's a Jew or not telling you why Google's doing that. Okay? And Google's owned by a Jew who runs the algorithm that does this. Right? Or well, it was created by those Jews, and all of the people behind the scenes are Jews. Now they put an Indian front guy at the head, but it's always been Jews. Yeah, Owie, he says, there's some who are receptive, and then there's some who, no matter how much they see it, it's impossible for them to take it seriously. Yeah, it's apathy, right? Apathy is a major problem within our society, and this goes into, for those who aren't familiar with Yuri Bezmenov, he was a KGB defector who left the Soviet Union, defected away, and decided to speak out about kind of how Marxism seeds itself and preps a society for communism. And he explains that a lot of what communism does in order to take over the country is use ideologies like Marxism to demoralize the nation. This creates apathy. And then, as well, they spread a web of lies in order that they're attacking you with so many conflicting worldviews that you, as an individual, no longer actually know what to fight against or what to even stand up for. And this is, again, where we're at in modern society. I'll bring it back to this point I was making about my grandfather earlier that I did not finish. this man who was vehemently racist my entire childhood, very strong convictions. He would actually cut off his hairdresser if he knew she was friends with black people. Very, 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 very racially aware, at least that black are a violent problem. That was the end of it, but very racist individual. Very recently, he's been watching a lot of Steve Bannon, Charlie Kirk, all these, you know, conservatives that are shaping this narrative. He no longer calls them blacks. He no longer calls them niggers. He calls them immigrants. Immigrants. It's this like broad brush term that we use now, so it doesn't even point to the problem. Because it's not the immigrants that are the problem. It's the racial makeup of the immigrants that are coming in. Right. If we were being flooded right now with Polish immigrants, I don't think we'd have very many fucking problems. Right. If we were being flooded right now with Italian immigrants, we wouldn't be having very many problems. Right. So this immigrant thing is a broad term. Right. Like they use this, well, this country was created by immigrants. Yeah. Okay. But all racially Aryan immigrants that are a creative force. Okay, now we're bringing racially destructive forces in as immigrants. So you're labeling two completely separate groups of people of the same makeup. This just doesn't make sense. So now he calls them immigrants. Oh, the other day I said to him, they're a problem, this and that. And I started explaining the crime statistics to him. I said, you know, they constitute like, you know, black males are like 7% of the United States population. They're over 50% of the crime. And he says, well, you know, it's not all of them. There's good ones. You know, there's bad apples in every group. Like, again, this is a guy who would stop going to his hairdresser if she had black friends, is now virtue signaling for blacks because society has changed that social structure. And there are so many things being conflicted into his mind and put into his brain that there's no longer anything to stand conviction behind, because the brain starts to become apathetic. When you're not educated enough and you can't follow everything that's going on and understand the source of everything, apathy kicks in. Cognitive dissonance and apathy kick in. And you just go, I want the problem solved, but you know, it's not everybody. We gotta be nice, we gotta be loving, and right. I mean, he's even said to me, you know, even the blacks are voting for Trump now. This is great. Is it? Because I thought the whole point in voting for Trump was we want to make America great again. Well, wouldn't that mean that we want to make it white again? Isn't that what made it great? What made America great? When America was predominantly Aryan, almost only Aryan in both public buildup and political, like, state buildup, was this not one of the greatest countries that's ever existed? When did it start becoming bad? We can directly correlate and link it to the amount of foreigners, and by foreigners I mean non-Aryan peoples, being a part of our civilization. The more they come in, the more they have influence within our politics and our society and our state, the worse this nation has become. And to a point, you can't call it a nation anymore. So what's been going on with our movement? I mean, we seem to be growing. We're doing a better job at spreading the message. I mean, I think I've only been active for roughly a year, a little bit more. But it seems to me that the messaging has opened up a lot more. People are a little more receptive to start. Look, I have a... a lot of very harsh takes on this. Our guys need to learn a lot about their own behavior, about bettering themselves. We need to start sloganizing. Look, why did the Jews succeed in taking over our country? Okay, why did they succeed in this, folks? Think about this very deeply. Strategy. They strategized. They thought long and hard about how to take over our civilization. And they've been slowly working at it and chiseling things away, and it worked, right? So now we have to, this is the only time we need to look at what they did and go, how do we do it and do it better? Okay, how do we do what they're doing and do it better, the right way? Okay, We need to learn that. We need to learn how to propagandize things, sloganize things, right? And the problem is, a lot of guys go, okay, well, all right, yeah, it sounds good. Let's do white is right. Yay. White lives matter. Well, white lives matter is a really big problem because white lives matter is actually just reactionary to a Black Lives Matter movement. So you're taking a Jewish thing and reacting to the Jewish thing. But to say slogans specifically in regards to white, well, the public census is against white right now. So to sloganize something that public sentiment is vehemently against makes no sense, right? So when they do this thing, build back better, okay? What are we building back better? The slogan doesn't necessarily mean anything in particular, okay? And that is why it pulls so much traction, right? Specifically because of the fact that that slogan can be interpreted differently by everybody. I'll tell you why Trump worked so well, okay? Look at a slogan like Make America Great Again, okay? Make America Great Again. First off, how are we making America great again? What makes America great again? Why is America great? Was America great? So when you say make America great again, this is something that literally every simpleton in the world can go, yeah, sure, I'd like to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to make America great again. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Black, white, Mexican, retarded, Christian, atheist, satanic. Yeah, sure, I'd like to make America great again. Okay, well, a Satanist's view of what makes America great, or a communist's view of what makes America great, or a Black person's view of what makes America great is completely different than what makes America great for us. But that slogan can get us all under the same umbrella. And it worked. Okay? We need to learn to universalize our slogans. And I'm not saying we need diversity to kick in for our slogans, but we need sentiment on our side. Sentiment. Okay? So when we go white is white this, white that, into our sloganing, which every single slogan that we've come out with or that guys have come out with always has white in it. This is a problem, right? White unity at every opportunity. Things like this. What you're not understanding is you're only appealing to white people, and most white people don't even want to appeal to white people because they're literally socially scared to do so. So you're preaching to the echo chamber, right? I've had slogans thought up before. I'll have to rehash them up, but we need to sloganize things that are particularly for our cause without directly saying that, right? It's the same as Black Lives Matter, for example. They're saying Black Lives Matter. Are they really for Black Lives Matter? No, they're not. At all, actually, nothing of what they do is at all helps Black people. It actually harms them in the long run. They're destroying the family unit for Blacks. They're causing problems for Blacks on mass scale. No, okay. So you have to understand, sloganization is one of the greatest weapons that the Jew has. You have to virtue signal in your slogans. You have so again, Hitler explains this quite well. There's winning the hearts of the people, and there's winning the minds of the people, right? You cannot win the what's going on here? Oh, there we go. You cannot win the hearts of the people with intellectual argument, right? So to win the hearts of the people, you have to virtue signal and generalize things that appeal to their sentiments, okay? So for instance, some things that people need to harness on and sloganize on, let's look at what the GDL did with these flyer campaigns, okay? And they're getting arrested now for littering with flyers, right? One thing we can super capitalize on and help, I don't know a direct slogan. I don't have one off the top of my head. Well, you know how America got started, folks? Pamphleting. Thomas Paine wrote a pamphlet called Common Sense, which, by the way, if you haven't read that pamphlet, he criticizes the Jews in that pamphlet as well, which is the same thing we're doing with those flyers. Okay? Draw that comparison. Draw it to the founding fathers. Create that sentiment in the conservatives' hearts. Every conservative likes Thomas Jefferson, whether it's for logical reasons or not, they like him. Right? Every conservative likes George Washington, whether it's for logical reasons or not, they like the guy. Okay? So play on that. Play on the public's sentiment. Work into their hearts, not their minds. This is the problem with our movement. We are logical people, we are intellectual. And we want to win people over intellectually. You won't do it. You won't. Not mass scale. You might win some. And those are the assets, which is why we do need logical arguments and we need logical portrayals of our worldview in order that we can bring good thinking men who are genuine assets to our worldview and our cause to our side. But we need the stupid people as well. We need the foot soldiers. We need the people who will blindly follow, not because they get it, but because they think they get it. Okay? Those are your most fervent troops, okay? They're not stoic, they're not well-mannered, they don't have a calm demeanor. If they think it's right, they're just gonna fucking fight for it, dude. And this is what the communists have all over the place. Right? Equity, equity, equity. They give them all these slogans. Liberalism, equity, world peace, okay? They don't know what they're actually doing. Okay? They just get these idiotic Marxist slogans straight out of their universities and they go, "Oh, that's great. I love it. I love when people are happy. I want people to be happy. Okay. Woo, Black Lives Matter, unity. Yay!" Right? And they go out and chant this shit in the streets. Little do they know, they're advocating their own extinction in the long run. That's the only thing that comes from this. They're advocating a worse tyranny over themselves. Okay? And then their inevitable extinction coming after. That's what they're advocating. But it's a nice slogan, and it sounds good, and it appeals to their heart. Look, we're logical people in here. That's why when I say nigger, you don't go, "Oh God." Right? Well, the average populace, they don't think logically. There's two brains in this world, folks. There's two brains, whether you like this or not. There's the brain that thinks logically, and there's the brain that thinks emotionally. There are two brains in this world. Most of the brains think emotionally, not logically. Okay? If we have to appeal to those emotional brains. That's not easy to do. It's something you have to master. But if we can master that's how you win people to the cause, is appealing to that emotional brain, taking those emotional slogans that appeal to their hearts and pulling them in. Okay? When they hear white unity at every opportunity, they go, "Oh God, they're gonna start putting the bed sheets on and hanging black people from trees and burning crosses again. Oh God." That's what they think. It doesn't appeal to their hearts or their sentiments because they're not logically thinking about it. They're not logically thinking, "Oh, they just want white people to exist because white people build civilization and white people create good things for society." They're not thinking like that, folks. You are. So that motto is good for you, but it's not good for the masses. You understand? I know that it might be confusing, and we might be a little bit hard set in our ways, but you have to understand that if we want the masses, if we want this movement to succeed, you need the masses. And therefore, to get those masses, it's extremely important that you are making slogans that appeal to them, not to us, right? I get it. I agree with you. Sure. Yeah, white unity, every opportunity. It's great. I agree. I agree. I'm not saying the slogan's wrong. I'm not saying it's bad or inappropriate, but it's not conducive to pulling in the mass numbers. You understand that? Most white people hear that, the liberal types, the brainwashed types, most brown people hear that and they go, "White unity, oh my God, what are they gonna put us in concentration camps? Are they gonna do KKK rallies again? Oh geez. Are they going to open up gas chambers? Oh God, that's how these people think because I have been trained to think, right? Their whole framework in mentality is, we must avoid white supremacy at all costs. So when you go out and say white unity at every opportunity, they go, okay, well, that sounds like it's leading to white supremacy, huh? Oh, God, I don't want that. I know it's crazy that they think like this, but they've been emotionally manipulated. We need to emotionally manipulate them back into reality. Pierce, I have been very busy. I've not had a chance to look at it yet. I've been reading. I've been on calls and reading, like, literally the last 48 hours. It's all I've been doing. Reading, writing, and on calls. I have had no time to do anything. I will get to it, though. Yes, folks, we are very close to that 1,500 follower mark. Very close. I think we're like 17 away. Again, make sure you guys shoot me a follow on Twitter, on Gab. I'm going to start promoting my stuff. We got about 9 minutes to close. I think Speak Free Radio cuts off about 2 minutes before the end of the hour. So I want to ensure that I get all those messages in. Thank you very much if you were a first-time listener on Speak Free Radio. And again, welcome to my show. I hope you thought this was a productive conversation or thought-provoking or thought-stimulating, mind-stimulating, whatever you want to call it. I hope you found this just a value in any way, shape, or form. And if you want to follow me on my other platforms to stay up to date with what I'm doing and when I'm doing it, again, you can find me at Gab, on Gab rather, at Logos Revealed. You can find me on Twitter at Logos Revealed I. You can contact me directly via email at logosrevealed88@gmail.com. You can find me on Telegram at Logos Revealed. And you can find me on Odyssey at Logos Revealed. Okay. And Odyssey again is ODYSEE, not spelled like Homer's The Odyssey. Makes sense. Yeah, the noticing. HT has a lot of slogans that are again, they're good for our cause. Okay, they're good for our guys, right? Stop the hate, separate. That's actually not a bad one, actually. That one's probably the best. But a lot of them involve white, right? So it's really important that we express to all of these guys. Yes, you can also find me on GTV as well at Logos Revealed. Sorry, I forget to I'm not on it today, so I forgot to talk about it. What we have to get these guys to understand that are pushing these slogans is, who are we appealing to with white unity at every opportunity? Are we going to get new guys checking out the movement with this? Or are we going to just further consolidate it for our guys? These might be good slogans for our movement and the guys who already know the truth and have learned racial consciousness and things within that realm. But these slogans are not... they're not for the masses, and that's who we need right now. Our sole efforts should be to win the masses at this current time. We should be building a structure for the future, and we should be winning the masses so that once that future comes, once the inevitable collapse or the inevitable conflict ensues, we now have a base of people, of both material, physical, and spiritual assets. That's the key going into the future here. So we got about a couple minutes left on the show. We're going to just kind of conclude this here. Thank you again for all those listening on Speak Free Radio for the first time. For all of those over on Odyssey, and well, again, we would be on GTV today, but unfortunately, it's not functioning at the current time. Thank you to those listening over there as usual. Odyssey viewership has been just phenomenal as of late. If you guys want to go check on Speak Free Radio, check me out over there. SpeakFreeRadio.com. You can find me every Tuesday from now on out from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Yeah, Kevin, look, in an ideal world, I would love if we could just logically lay these things out and everybody would kind of go, oh, that's great, I agree, and check it out. But most won't. You got to sloganize things. Hitler knew this. He had to do this himself. It's a very annoying process, but it's one that is unfortunately necessary, so... Well, I got to say thank you guys again for listening. Again, we're only doing a two-hour show today because we are going to be closing up on Odyssey and Speak Free Radio at the same time. Thank you guys. I will see you guys this week again. I don't have a stream schedule set up yet. I'm very sorry. I have not been on my computer. I've been so busy. But I will get that out there, and when I do, it will be posted on my Gab so you guys know when I'm going live next. For this week, the only thing I really have scheduled is going on to G-Man's show on Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Other than that, I don't have anything special going on, but hopefully we can get something going soon. If you guys want to check out, for those who are not aware, haven't seen it yet, I'm sure most have, but if you haven't, I have a 12-hour Jewish Treachery Marathon that I did last Sunday on my show. You guys can go check that out. It's 12 hours of me naming Jewish crimes against Gentile society. Give you a lot of facts in there. I guarantee you'll find at least one thing you did not know. At least one. At the minimum, one. Probably more. Also, I just uploaded today my interview with Nate from Blood Tribe. Make sure you guys go check that out as well. Check out what he had to say. Very good speaker. Very ideologically aligned with myself. Otherwise, follow me on all my platforms, and if you guys want to go the extra mile and you want to support my my work financially, all of the links are in the Odyssey description in order for you to do so. Thank you guys again so much for listening. I'm actually going to end this show with some music, and we're going to close it at exactly 7 on the dot. Hope you guys enjoy the classical music. I'm going to pull that back up again, and we'll get that playing, and then we're going to call it for tonight. So thank you guys again so much for tuning in, and I will be live yet again every single Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern from here on out on Speak Free Radio and Odyssey. Have a good night.